Welcome to this edition of the Heartfelt Ministries podcast with your host, counselor, author, women's minister, and Bible teacher, Dr. Joneal Kirby. Each week, Dr. Kirby, aka Dr. Mom, will give you practical life encouragement as she hits on topics like, do you want your kids to know and love God? Are you struggling with time to make memories with your children? Do you want to build a legacy of faith in your family? Is it your deep desire to have a stronger marriage? How can you be a good friend in today's social society? Dr. Kirby shares her heart with you, hoping you'll be refreshed and blessed each week. Heartfelt Ministries is an international women's ministry helping women all over the globe reach God's potential for women based in Titus 2. Now, for today's podcast, here's our host, the founder of Heartfelt Ministries, Joneal Kirby.
Okay, are you going to talk to me?
I'm going to talk to you. Hi, this is Dr. Joneal Kirby with the Heartfelt Podcast, and I am thrilled that you are listening to one of our podcasts again. If you are a first-time listener, I encourage you to go back and listen to some of our other programs. You will be able to find some things there that hopefully will be a blessing to you. And I also would love if you had a little... Oh, that was funny. Did you hear Honey make a mistake?
Honey, what? I see what it sounds like.
Okay. I have my 4-year-old grandson sitting with me here today. And do you want to tell him your name?
Towns.
Towns what?
Taylor.
Towns Taylor. And he's how old?
4.
And you are getting ready to do something really important at your school. What is it you're going to do? Do you remember?
Go to OCS.
Oh, that's next year. But what are you going to do in a few weeks? You practiced a program today.
Practice my graduation program.
You're going to graduate from 4-year-old pre-K. I am so proud of you, Towns. Well, Towns is sitting here with us today because we just had to sit outside today. Do you know why are we sitting outside today, Towns?
Because it's a good day.
It's a good day. Is it pretty today?
Yes.
We have had so much rain here in Louisiana.
It's getting dark.
It's getting dark. It is getting a little cloudy. We've had so much rain here. We are taking advantage of being outside whenever the sun's out and we do not have rain, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have a really, really nice weather today?
Yes.
We sure do. Well, Towns is one of the grandkids that I get to keep pretty regularly. So he and I know each other pretty well. In fact, where do you live, Towns?
In Mushroom Row.
But where do you live by, Honey?
Yes.
Next door neighbors?
Yes.
You sure do. He lives about 100 steps from my front door, right next door, with his older brother. What's your brother's name?
Jetson.
And how old is Jetson, Towns?
6.
6. And you have a baby sister. And how old is sister?
0.
0. Well, he's right. She won't be one for another couple of weeks. So right now, she's about 11 months old.
Her birthday's this year.
That's right. She's fixing to have a birthday. And I love getting to spend time with my grandkids. I have 7 of them, 5 boys and 2 little girls, 2 baby girls. And I am one of those... obsessed grandmothers with her grandkids. I can't get enough of them. My happiest, most joyful days are days I get to spend with one or more of them. And often I get to do that because I just carve out time in my life to do it. And today, Towns and I are enjoying some time together while baby sister takes a nap. And I thought it would be a good afternoon for me to interview my grandson because this is a pretty smart boy, right?
Yes.
Towns, tell me what you know about Easter Sunday. We just celebrated that just a few days ago. What did we celebrate on Easter?
Jesus died on the cross.
He did. And what else happened at Easter? Do you remember? He died on the cross, and then what happened?
That's why we celebrate Easter.
That's right. Do you remember us talking about resurrection?
Yes.
Do you remember what that means? You have to think about it. Okay, look at me. And look, is that when Jesus was rising out of the grave?
No.
It isn't?
Wait.
We're a little distracted here because he's got a thread coming out of his sock. And when you're 4 years old, that can be a pretty important part of the day. I had various people talk to me sometime before the holiday we call Easter to talk about ways and things that they could talk to their children about and share in their family to help them focus on the resurrection. And sometimes we do get caught up on our holidays with just all the excitement and the joy and the time with family, sharing great food and the family gathering together.
And we have fun.
And we have fun. We have so much fun. Our family gets together a lot, right?
Right.
What do you like to do when our family's together?
Have fun.
What kind of fun?
Easter fun.
Like, what did we do on Easter this year that you really like to do?
The eggs.
Hunting what?
Eggs.
Hunting Easter eggs. That's right.
Honey, I got the fish egg.
You did get
fish.
You did get the goldfish egg. That was pretty funny, wasn't it?
Tickle.
And as I thought about a specific thing that our family could do in a traditional way to honor Jesus, and especially for us to be very mindful of the importance of praising God for the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
And I have a tiny microphone.
We decided as a family that we would talk about the stones that were in front of the tomb, or the stone that was in front of the tomb. Do you remember that, Ruth?
I'm reading this.
You remember that?
Yes.
Yes.
This tomb, the angels pushed the stone away.
That's right.
And they got in it.
And the angels got in there. And who was Jesus in the tomb when they went to look for him?
He walked out.
He walked out of that grave, didn't he?
The tomb was a grave?
Grave. It can be called a tomb or a grave. Either one of those words is the same. We have a lot of stones and rocks around our property, so we collected quite a few, about 50 or so, and put them in the middle of a table. And after we talked about the great celebration day of resurrection and Easter, in just a few minutes, can you be patient?
Yeah.
Is patience part of the fruit of the Spirit?
Yeah.
It sure is. Can you sing that song for me? That was really good. You said it so fast. I don't know if anybody understood you. We like the Fruits of the Spirit song. If you want to be
a movie, it's Ninjago.
Ninjago. Thank you for sharing. So much for an interview with a 4-year-old. It's so silly. So what we did was we put the stones in the middle of one of our tables, and we just spent a few moments just reflecting on the importance of remembering the resurrection, and that the stone was rolled away and the tomb was empty. And what an amazing, freeing celebration it is to know that the victory over death is our victory in life, both now and forever. So everyone took a stone and carried it with them to their place wherever they were sitting to eat after they went through the line. And then we had a basket that was near one of the crosses on the wall of our home. And when they had finished, they placed their stone in the basket, symbolizing that the stone was no longer in front of the tomb, and it was rolled away, and us giving it away and or putting it away, that was our part of remembering that the stone was rolled away. Do you remember that, Tansy?
That's funny.
What was funny about that?
The stone.
The stones. Was there a stone in front of the tomb? There was. You just told the story about it. We're just about finished. Well, I hope that you have taken some time during this Easter season to share with your children, no matter their ages.
Let's pray.
We will pray in just a minute. Will you pray in a minute? I'll tell you when it's time, okay? I hope you spend some time sharing with your children, not just during special occasions like Christmas or Easter, but every day, to just talk about Jesus and love, His Word, and ask questions of your children about what they know about God, what they understand about Jesus. Some of our most fun times have been doing that, hasn't it, Towns?
Yes.
Yes. And Townsie, we need to just close out this podcast today with a prayer. Do you want to say the prayer for us?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
Dear God, thank you for food. Have a great day. And
thank you, Townsie. Thank you for being on the podcast today.
I said I'm 10.
That's okay. That's okay. Please join us each week for our podcast here on Heartfelt. We'll have many more messages that will go out. We will try to produce one at least once a week. We have some amazing guests coming up over the next few weeks, and I look forward to you hearing from some of them. Also, I have a couple of Bible studies that I'm planning on doing here in the podcast, so I ask you to stay tuned for those. And again, we would love to have your feedback, your comments, anything that you can share with us that will help this podcast be something more useful to you and a blessing in your life. Thank you for listening. God bless you and your family and your grandkids. See you next time here on Heartfelt Podcast.